Holy Letters of the Rebbe in letter number 1676, and this is dated on the second day of Tammuz in Tovshin Beis Brooklyn Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness that I heard the news that your daughter, Mrs. Such and Such, has entered her fifth month of pregnancy. May it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that her days of her pregnancy should fill properly, easily, and for sure that she follows the directions of the doctor who visits her from time to time, as it is the tradition in our country. The birth should be in a timely way, easily, and you, your honor, should have much from her and from other children, lots of nachas, Yiddish nachas, and Hasidish nachas. The Rebbe says, I'm sure that it's extra to remind you that you should try to that is how important it is for you to try to continue your letter communication with your son-in-law, the husband of your daughter, the above Harav, to explain to him in detail about the great privilege and the great responsibility that he has to bring the hearts of the Jewish people close to their Father in heaven. The Rebbe says, we don't really know how far, quoting from the verse, any tonu yedei adma, we don't really have knowledge or understanding really. Sometimes, the Rebbe says, when you bring one Jewish person close, you are able to raise generations of sons and daughters who are religious, Yireim, Charedim, to the words of Hashem. And therefore, all efforts, all difficulties, challenges, effort, whether it's an effort of the soul, an effort of the flesh, even for one Jewish soul. So, one Jewish soul, not only in the fact that he is every person is an Olam Olei on their own, they're a full world. Like it says, why was Adam created just one man? To tell you that the whole world is deserving for one man. One man is a full world. But also, in a very simple level, literally, because of his children and his grandchildren, till the end of the world. At Soif Kol Ha'olam. Soif Kol Ha'olam means to the end of the world. But the Rebbe brings down, there's also a Hasidic interpretation, the parentheses, Soif Kol Ha'olam. Olam means also a obscurity. The world obscures, to make an end to the obscurity. Machana Soif Tzum Helam Vesta, end the obscurity. May Hashem grant us that we should be able to see with our eyes of flesh, actually, that this comes through the trust, which is beyond reason and rationale. As it's also known that this is one of the interpretation of the word tzitz and tzitzis. Tzitz is the plate that was put on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. And of course, tzitzis, what is the word tzitz? Tzitz comes from the language Hinei ze'oimed achar koslenu meitzitz min acharakim. Behold, this is referencing Mashiach, he is standing behind our walls and he's peeking through the cracks. So that means Mashiach is already looking through the cracks from the hole, waiting to break through, which is in Lekutei Torah, Sefer Dvorim, Tzedek Aleph Gimel, the Rebbe references, which it also goes on the time of exile. So he's behind it, you know, Mashiach is not here yet, he's still behind the wall, but where do you have this tzitz? We place it on the forehead, that is means that the trust and tying yourself down beyond reason and rationale. So it's not in your head, it's not the reason, the rationale, but it's on the forehead, which means that this is something which you place your trust on a higher level. And the Rebbe further references the Kutei Torah. And the second meaning of the word tzitz comes from the language of shine and ray. Quotes from the verse, Hanitsu harimonim, yotzitz nizrei, will sprout forth. Further in Torah, the Rebbe says in Torah Chaim, that they bring all these three pshukim, and they apply to the coming of Mashiach, and also there's the tzitz of Metzach. But anyways, the Rebbe brings to him that we should sort of trust Hashem fully. Basically, that how do we make an end to this galus is by these tzitz and tzitz, which means that we put it on our head, and we put it beyond on the forehead. That means that we tie ourselves down with trust in Hashem beyond our reason, rationale, and that's the way we break through the exile and we bring about the redemption.